Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Voices of Heaven with Change is Coming. And it brings us down to 27 minutes after 5 o'clock. Happy Monday if you've just tuned in. Now, you know how I feel about I Am Youth and Given Discussions. I always leave you with, you know, food for thought. And this one is especially for young people, maybe even those who are actually young at heart. I'm not too sure which category you fall under, but I really want you to listen to what I'm about to play with an open heart. And there's just no way, I always say there's no way you can listen to such content and not be transformed in one way or another, because I'm always changed to a certain degree.
Why do young people today need Christ more than any other generation? And the answer to that is simple, and I will see if we find the need to elaborate on that. We as the world, not as Christians of the world, but as the world, where everyone is heading and living and breathing and moving, is struggling with identity crisis. We do not know how to identify ourselves. We do not know how to identify the people that we come in connection with. Neither do we know where we are heading. So the world today is divided by, in the olden days you had to say the world is divided by the haves and the have-nots. But today, the world divided today is by the knows and the knows-nots. Right? And the meaning for that, and then I want to elaborate that matrix a bit further, saying that we do need to know that what's our origin, our meaning, our morality, and our destiny. We as the Christians know these four things. The secular world, people that are not necessarily sitting in church, hearing sermons, reading the Bible, they do not know these things. Now, unfortunately, the world, the secular world, you have to understand that what I mean by secular is I mean the common world outside the church. The common world outside the church is sort of forcing its way into the church, because the young people of today do not necessarily go to church, or they do not hear the gospel message preached to such a way that it changes their lives. Now, we are sitting with a young generation, guys high school age, that do not know where they come from. They do not know what their meaning is, what's the meaning of life. They do not know where they are going, and they do not know who they are. We see this with documentaries made. We see this with all the movements that's taking place in the world. You dare not call someone something that they are not, because offense is at the order of the day. Offense is what's led to cancel culture, people being canceled because they spoke or said, did something, and someone took offense with what they did, and that led them to, of course, not be appreciated by the world as a whole anymore, and that's where we get cancel culture, right? You took offense with someone that you do not even know, said something that actually doesn't affect you that much, but you took offense with it. That is what young people are struck with, right? So we need to determine our origin. We as the Christians, we need Christ, because Christ is the only being, listen to what I said, the Christ is the only being that can grant us the knowledge of our origin. Now, whether you believe in evolution, whether you believe in whatever creating story, we know that our origin, our start in life was not, Well, it was miraculous, but it wasn't accidental. It was God ordained. That means the reason you're hearing my voice this evening, my reason you've got lungs in your chest and air in your lungs and a heart that beats, is because God ordained it. We know that. That means we need to have a purpose. We need to, if God still wants us here, God still has a purpose for us. That purpose we also know, because we can find it all throughout the Bible. Matthew 28:19, go into all the world, make them my disciples, teach them what I know. James 1:27, true and honest religion before God the Father is taking care of the widows and the orphans. We know that we should live a life in this world changing the effects of others, the effects it has on others. Look at the promise of Abraham. God promises Abraham, said, leave your country, leave your people, leave your father's house, and go to a land where I will make your offspring a blessing unto people. God, or Abram, followed God without even considering the fact that a blessing will have no effect on him, but only on his children, right? That is the way that Christians we live. We know that we are living, we are preaching, we are sharing the gospel, we are taking care of orphans and widows because we need to take care of the next generation. That is our meaning. Our morality, who we are, we know we get that from God. We know that God tells us who we are. We know that we've already said the fact that we are God, ordained. God wants us here, but he made us who he wants us to be. Whether he made us to become a church planter, whether he made you to become a poet, whether he made you to become an artist or a data analytics officer, that is who God formed you in your mother's innermost being in order for you to live and breathe and move today. Right? God does that. That is who we are. The exact same. And remember, God doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't. He didn't give you life and breath and then was shocked and say, oh my goodness, I've made a shawl and I actually wanted a dog. That's not what God does. That's not how God functions. There's no mistakes in this thing. Then lastly, we also know where we are heading. Because of the fact that we know that we are going to perfect peace with him, in the presence of God, we want to take as much people with us, but also we know that that which happens today on this planet, we know that will never, ever, ever, ever affect the perfect peace that which we are heading to. So we might as well live amongst war, live and move and preach amidst conflict, because we know that this is a small price to pay in accordance to the perfect peace that we will have with regards to God. That is why I believe that the young people today need Christ more than ever, because the world is feeding you nonsense with who you are, where you're going to, where you have been, all of this. It's this non-coherent descriptions of life that makes no sense to the reasonable, logical mind. The Bible makes reason, makes sense out of reason, not reason as in purpose, reason as the ability to sit and think things over. Logically, the Bible also makes sense. And logically, we know that, theologically, we know that the Bible is Christ's word because Christ and God is one. Do not hesitate to contact the counseling line if any of this that I might say to you now makes no sense. Contact these people, speak to these people, and realize that that is why you need Christ today.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring, 24 hours a day.
If you were to walk in a room and say to a group of people that young people today need Christ more than ever before, a lot of them would stand up in the room and say, of course, I mean, look at them. Right? Because we all look at young people today as being the doomed generation, the generation that went astray. But it is important for us to note and to be mindful of the fact that those of us who are older, those of us who are now on our way to becoming seniors, or those who have already become seniors, it's important for us to take that responsibility upon ourselves that we have influenced the people that young people have become. So whenever we say that, it should always be with a sense of caution, or we should use it as a moment to reflect upon ourselves and our generation and what they have done, good or bad. I know the baby boomer generation was one of the most hardworking generation of all time, and they managed to build their wealth over time, and they understood the fact that you don't just get a job and start buying your favorite and best car in the market. You wait and you build your wealth and you start enjoying your money when you reach age 40 and above. And I love those qualities, right? And I mean, here in the context of South Africa, a lot of baby boomers, or Generation X. A lot of the baby boomer generation were those who understood that it's not about how fancy your job is. It's not about, you know, how, who you can show how fancy your job is. It's about getting a job that pays well and living a good life and making sure that you're a person who adds value to society. Now, not everyone adhered to this view or this philosophy. However, for the most part, I mean, you look at a lot of parents from back in those days, you see it in them. And these are the parents to millennials. You see it in them. You see that work ethic. You see that ability to understand that, you know what, I just need to work and provide for my family. But now let's look at young people today. Why is it that we say that they need Jesus now more than ever? Or let's first answer the question of are they the generation that needs Jesus more than any other generation? In all honesty, for me, I'd personally say no, they aren't. Because times have been worse. There've been generations that have gone through war. There've been generations that have gone through, facing dictatorships in many different countries. There've been, to this day, there are countries that face dictatorship. And you get other countries that face, social balance, is just so terrible that you find that some people are just, own too much power than others, or you find that men in some societies are just, you know, have been given too much power, even by the law. So I wouldn't necessarily say this generation has it worse than any other generation. In some aspects, they do. In some aspects, we absolutely do. As young people today, there are things that we have worse than other generations. Like for the mere fact that things are so accessible to us in itself is a disadvantage for us, because there are some things you don't want to have easy access to. And I think this is should be a lesson to a lot of people that are trying to create technological companies. It's important for you to understand that the more easy access people have to things, the more you're actually giving them the key to stumble. You're actually putting stumbling blocks in front of them. And that's a very, very important thing to note, right? So I just wanted to establish first that I don't think young people today have it worse than every single generation that has come before. However, I want to also acknowledge that there are things that are worse, that we have worse in this modern generation than in previous generations. You know, there were so much less things to focus on. It was so much harder to get access to things that you're addicted to. I mean, imagine how difficult it is to keep a person who's underage away from alcohol and cigarettes when they can just get an app on their phone and pretend to be someone who's older than they actually are, right? Those are the things and the ease of access that young people have today. However, I will say that young people today absolutely 100% do need Jesus. And more than that, actually, and I'm not saying that what I'm about to say is more than Jesus. I'm saying in addition to that, equally important, young people today need Christianity. And I think sometimes people don't understand the significance of both Christianity and Christ. And I know that when Christ comes, he comes with the life, his life, right? Because when I'm talking about Christianity, and I know that Christianity is not exactly what Jesus came to establish. In fact, the Christians were called Christians by people who weren't Christians, but I'm referring to the lifestyle of Christianity. I'm referring to the values within Christianity. I'm referring to the discipline of being a Christian, the life of a Christian, the thing that substitutes our cultures, right? Because there are certain things that exist within our human cultures that are not divine, that are not sanctified, that are not godly. And so this is why I say, first of all, we definitely need a relationship with Christ, and we need it to be very intimate, which is the one thing I feel modern generations struggle with a lot. We don't understand the value of deep, intimate, and patient relationship, like to immerse yourself within a relationship and allow it to change you over time. And that's what it means to have Jesus, to keep him and to walk with him. And then you get the idea of living a life of Christianity and showing or having, you know, having the lifestyle of being a Christian and the values and the morals and the work ethic, you know. The Bible teaches a lot that there are certain things that we think are standards of the world, but these are actually godly standards. You know, I think that's another way I could put it. Rather than saying we need Christianity, probably what I should say is that we need godliness. We really do need godliness as young people today to relate with one another at that level, right? To understand that the other person, we need to treat people as though they were citizens of God's kingdom, and to put ourselves last, to have that attitude of servitude. We definitely need that. And I think the time that we live in can make you forget just how important it is for you to be that kind of a person. So my question to you as an individual is, to what extent do you think you need both godliness in terms of lifestyle and influence and Christ, who is of utmost importance in terms of establishing a relationship with God?
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.